Simon Tuf Mem Dalid Sif Gimel Dalid and Hey. Ain Mivashlin the Shabbos Zeh Daisa Kiyotze Bezeh Vein Oisin Boy Pasat Snuma Bekara. Again, we're talking now about the Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, and we're told that we can't make a dish that's made with cooked chametz, like Daisa, which is like an oatmeal, or Pasat Snuma, a bread that's cooked, because we know that on Shabbos there's a prohibition to prepare from Shabbos to the weekdays. We can't wash the dishes that we use on Shabbos to store them and have them be ready for a weekday meal. So we shouldn't bring ourselves to a situation where we are forced to wash the dishes for after Shabbos. So that's what would happen. These meals, cooked chametz, stick to the dishes and require us to have to clean them and to wash them. Says the Ramav, im avar ubishel v'hamaychel davuk b'kedera, if you nevertheless did end up eating a meal with such a chametz that sticks to the dishes, v'yefshar l'kanchoi yesh la'adichoi ma'at l'havira chametz, then what you have to do is you have to wipe off and clean off and wash off whatever chametz sticks to the dish. Not to clean the dish, but just enough to be able to get rid of whatever chametz is attached to the dish. It's preferable to do this with a goy and not yourself, but if there's no choice, then you yourself should wash the dishes to the extent that we're getting rid of the chametz. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that there are many who are noyheg to have cold chametz and eat that a little bit of that, and then after they finish the cold chametz, he says after chetzi ayom, after halfway through the day, then they'll have hot food that's with pesedik a kelim, that's not chametz dik and is not made out of not matzah either. You could have matzah meal, but not a whole matzah either, as we mentioned. And there they won't come, they're not worried that they'll have crumbs or problems with their dishes either. Sif Dalet. Acher she'ochal b'Shabbos zeh sudas shachris, after a person has finished his morning meal, yinara mape she'ochlu ba, he shakes off the tablecloth that he ate upon it. There are crumbs on the tablecloth. Now he shakes it off. It's clear that we're talking about shaking it off onto the floor of the house. Shake it off. It's okay. There's going to be crumbs flying on the floor. That's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says we can step on the crumbs, and we hold that if it's less than a kezias of chametz, and the chametz has become spoiled by stepping on it, then we do not need to remove it from the house, and there's no prohibition, even midrabanan, for keeping it there. Definitely, it's better to sweep that also out of the house afterwards, and ideally even ayde goy. But there's no concern that a crumb should stay, because the crumb becomes spoiled and is no longer a problem of bal yiroeh. And then what does he do with the dishes? He wipes off the dishes that he ate, the chametz tikka dishes that he ate with his hand. He doesn't have to wash them because he didn't have cooked chametz there. And he puts them away, closes them off with the chametz dishes. If there's left over any bread, he should give it. He can give it to a goy with the condition that the goy doesn't take it from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. There's a prohibition to ask a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos, and that's a malacha of caring from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Now, this language of the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah, is not actually precise the way we hold. To say that you have to tell him that he's not allowed to take it, it's on the condition that he doesn't take it to the Rishus HaRabim, is not right. Really, you just have to make sure not to tell him to take it to the Rishus Rabim, to take it outside to a public street. Even though you know that he's going to take it, you just give it to him, and it's his business if he takes it, that's allowed. That's what we mean, derech ha'arama v'derech mu'at. That if you give him a small amount, and even though you know he's going to take it out and bring it to the Rishus Rabim, that would be allowed. A large amount would be prohibited, because it's clear that the only thing he can do with this chametz, it's not for one meal, he can't eat it now, he's going to take it to the Rishus Rabim, and that would not be allowed. Now, the Baal Nefesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, as a chumrah, it's ideal to tell him, don't take this out, as the Mechaber wrote, that I'm giving this to you on the condition that you do not take this to the Rishus Rabim. Now, many hold that a street that's not a major street, where it's possible that 600,000 people will go on that street on a given day, any smaller street is considered karmelis, and according to many of these poskim who hold that way, it would come out that you could even lechachila tell the goy to take the chametz to such a domain, and you could tell him, you could even give him a large amount. Now, we here are allowing something which is also in general usur on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give matanas on Shabbos. You can't make kinyanim that you on Shabbos. Here we're allowing to give him a matana to get, because of the isur of chametz on Erev Pesach. What if somebody left in their house a lot of chametz and they forgot to sell the chametz? What do they do? It's now Shabbos. And it's before the Zman Isser. What does he do with his chametz that's in his house? So here we allow to give a goy that he knows, even though he knows that the goy will give him back the chametz after Pesach. Let's say this is the goy that every year they sell the chametz to in the community, and we know that he's going to give it back. You're allowed with this harama, with this trick, it's 100% allowed to give him the chametz on this Shabbos to make this kinyan, as long as it's done with the proper kinyan. That means he now will either pick up the chametz hagbah or meshicha, he'll take it with him, that's the most preferable way, or if you have to, you could give him, if there's a lot of chametz, let's say, you could give him the key to the room where the chametz is, and you'll give him he'll be koina the schiras of the room, and aga of that room, he'll get the chametz. Whatever, as long as the kinyan that is proper is done, that would be allowed. But if you're worried that if you're giving it to him as a gift, and he might not give it back, and now there's a concern for loss of the value of the chametz that he has, now there's a big debate if you're allowed to sell him the chametz like on other years. And many hold, Mr. Brewer brings both opinions, that many hold that even if he's not giving the money now, if you're just setting the price for the chametz, which is how we normally ensure through the contract that he's going to not take the chametz and not give it back, he has to pay the price of the chametz. Here it would be usur on Shabbos because it's not letzarech, it's not necessary to get rid of the chametz, and you have to give him matana according to many of these opinions. Sif hey, im nishar chametz acher she'achloi. What if he left some chametz over and there's no goy to give it to? What does he do? Mivatloi v'koyfo lav kliat mitz yomtiv u'mivare. He has no choice, but he has to do bittel. We're talking about when it's still possible to do bittel, which is before the sixth hour, and covers the chametz with the kli, like we mentioned before. If he finds chametz on yontif, the same thing now, and he'll keep it covered until after yontif, where he'll get remove it. Now, if he has a toilet in the house and it's still before zman isser hanah, before the sixth hour, we are allowed to take that chametz and put it in the toilet and remove it that way. If it's after the sixth hour, then the only way is to find a goy to remove it for us. But to move it ourselves would be forbidden.